Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 7:38 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 61 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. Hello to our AM 1340 listeners, those listening on the free WRHI app, those also watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. We have in the studio this morning our friends from York County, the Public Safety Communications Department. We've actually got the Public Safety Communications Director, Alan Brandon, and the new 911 Operations Manager, Carlton Carter. And good morning to both you guys.
Good morning.
All right, so Alan, let's start with you. Kind of explain the framework of when we talk about public safety communications, what does all that entail?
Public safety communications is kind of a lifeline to our community, whether people realize it or not. But it's the 911 center, which is vital to have, and certainly for every community, they rely on us. But also with public safety communications, we also take in addressing. That's subdivisions, that's streets, that's everything to do with it. So when somebody does call 911, the first responders know exactly where to go by address or street. And so we take care of that in the backgrounds on the GIS side. That's another component. And the third component we have is our radio infrastructure. We have a 9-tower site, simulcast system, 800 megahertz, that we operate, and we've been operating it since 2006. So it's been in operation for a while to ensure that all our public safety entities, police, fire, and medical, they can talk to each other. After 2001, the New York incident, one of the big emphasis was we need to make sure that our first responders can talk. So our county took it, the bull by the horn, so to speak, and then really invested, and then it's saved countless lives because we have a great communication system, and all the first responders are ones acting with it.
So when we look at the Public Safety Communications Department, 911, just one slice of the pie. You've got other slices as well.
That's the most important. Wow. But here again, all of them work together.
So very much so. So Carlton, you're the new 911 Operations Manager.
Yes, sir.
All right. So talk a little bit about what that role entails.
So that role entails anything from just monitoring day-to-day operations, in which we have shift supervisors on each shift. We have four shifts of very dedicated personnel and very special people. And their mission is to make sure that, you know, when someone dials 911, which they're having the worst day of their life, that they actually receive the response that they need to help them through their emergency, but then also that the responders receive the information that they need to be able to respond appropriately to that incident that they're being dispatched to. But also, so just managing the day-to-day operations of that, hiring, you know, new personnel, which it takes a very dedicated, very special person to work in our profession, and that's what it is. So not just anyone can come in and do that, because you're dealing with, you know, when someone calls 911, it's the worst day of their life. So, and it takes a very special person to be able to deal with that, because it could be anything from shootings to a child that's not breathing to a boating accident, fires, hit and runs. It's all types of different incidents. So it takes a very special person to be able to manage that and to be able to get control of the caller to get that needed information. So, and they go through a very in-depth hiring process and very vigorous training that's in-depth that lasts approximately 6 months. And so, but my position is to just make sure that things are falling into place and also ultimately that the telecommunicators have the tools and the resources that they need to perform their duties.
And let's explain what is a telecommunicator. Kind of give a definition of that, because that's somewhat different than just an operator,
yes,
so to speak.
Exactly. So with a telecommunicator, when a caller dials 911, mm-hmm, but then there's also multiple seven-digit numbers, that lines that ring into our dispatch center. So the telecommunicator is the person that's on the other end of the line when the caller calls in requesting an ambulance, requesting police, requesting the fire department. If it's after hours, requesting animal control, the Red Cross, water and sewer. You know, so there's lots of other agencies that we deal with after hours as well. But the telecommunicator, and so once they answer the call and they, you know, they need to know the location of the call, the caller's name, we verify the callback number, but then also they're able to provide life-saving pre-arrival instructions to the caller. So whether if it's CPR that's needed, if it's hemorrhage or bleeding control, it might even be if they're witnessing some sort of violent act, that we can instruct them, are you able to get to a safe location, you know, and sometimes callers, depending on the situation, may not be able to actually speak with us. So we also receive text messages. We still encourage the citizens to call in. But however, if they're not able to, we can receive a text message and we're able to communicate back and forth and relay that information. But that's ultimately what the telecommunicator does. And they go through special training that's specific to first aid and CPR. It's also where they learn about medical illnesses, chief complaints. They learn about fire service incidents, law enforcement types of calls. And they also go down to the State Police Academy in Columbia for a week for some training down there as well. So, so it's a lot that goes into, you know, being a telecommunicator. And they also have to learn special tools as far as how to calm people, you know, to be able to pull the information out of them. Because sometimes the callers are hysterical, depending on what they may be experiencing or what they have witnessed. And so we have to be able to break through that hysteria threshold to get the vital information so we can get a response to them without delay.
It's certainly an impressive job that is one behind the scenes that sometimes they just don't get a lot of publicity and praise, nor do these probably telecommunicators operators want all of that. They're saying they just sign up to do the job, but we're so fortunate on the other end when we do pick up the phone to dial 911, we have got trained folks right there to help us. We're speaking with the public safety communications team within York County. Alan, what do you think is the Alan Brandon here is the director. What do you think is the biggest misconception folks might have about what you all do that you would maybe like to help continue to educate folks?
We're there regardless of what the situation is, and people are living in the moment, and we're there to help them. But people call us for many different things. Some are funny, but here again, others are more serious 99% of the time. But misconceptions would be that something's not important enough. And certainly if something happens out in the public, law enforcement or medical responders, somebody needs to know about it. So give us a call. If they're not sure, give us a call. But certainly the telecommunicators are there to serve the community in which they do a great and valiant job of doing that.
When you're looking to hire folks, as you say, you can't just – you can certainly apply, but it takes a very special person to be able to have control of a situation, because as someone who knows all the ins and outs of 911 just due to my job, the first time I had to call it when I had a little one, everything I thought I would do perfectly went out the window. I was couldn't get my thoughts together. Right. It's just what you think you can do when it is crunch time. It is very difficult to do. But when you're hiring folks, do you pretty much know pretty quickly this person is really meant for this job? Because I would assume a 911 operator or working in public safety communications, you're almost born for that job.
Yes, it definitely takes a calling. And some instances you are able to tell if the person is cut out for the job or if it's maybe a stepping stone or sometimes they learn very quickly that it's not for them, because as I just said, it does take a calling to be able to do that. There's a lot of training. There's a lot of multitasking that is involved in that as well, because there's approximately 20 telephone lines that, you know, we have access to that ring into the call center. there's approximately 100 different radio channels as well that we are responsible for. There's and that involves local, state, federal agencies. We also have a nuclear power plant here that we're responsible for, and we have the lake, and you also have Carowinds, and you know they could have 30,000 plus people there, you know, on a given summer day. So there's a lot that goes into the job, and you'll see some that will pick up very quickly, and you know that, hey, they're going to do great. They're going to be here for a while, and we have some that it may take them a little while to get adjusted and such. And then, like I said, and then there's a few that it's really, you know, it's not cut out for them, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But and that's why we have such an important in-depth training program, so we're able to determine all of that before we just stick them, you know, on a console and say, you know, answer these phones and enter the calls here and talk on this radio and answer these alarms over here. So
it's not like the TV show 911 is what you're telling me?
It's.
I would strongly suggest no.
I know. I'm just joking. They do make the job glamorous. And if that encourages folks to consider that path, that is great. But yes, if you're going into work every day thinking that is the case, not so much. Well, we are definitely in good hands here in York County. We have Alan Brandon, the Public Safety Communications Director. Alan, thank you so much. And Carlton Carter is the new 911 Operations Manager. Guys, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And thanks for keeping the lines of communication open and flowing every day. We certainly appreciate it.